3 points.
Okay.
Ow.
And then the rat attacks. Good guy. Probably not good. Nope, it's the list.
You get them all back.
So there's a big guy, and there's a small guy.
I'll go for the big guy.
That's a 5.
18?
I don't know. Body of 5.
I do 3.
Okay. So you wound him.
Let's see. He tries to hit
you again. No damage. So, and then the small guy attacks him hard.
Oh, okay.
Where are you at? Let's see.
What was you? God damn it.
So, let's see. Cautious. So, chances are not doing any damage. Nope, no damage.
Thank God.
Okay,
my turn.
So that's your turn again.
Hit the big guy again. I think I missed. He's got a dex of 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I need more armor. So.
Okay. The big guy attacks. You and misses. The small guy attacks. You and probably misses. You can do that. So your turn again.
Yes.
Ah.
Nice if they attacked each other.
Apparently not.
My turn?
Yeah. They can tell you're the best player.
No.
Stop it! Missed. Wow, he's attacking you. This is really nice. Okay, they will miss.
I hit.
Okay, 5 body.
I don't think I do any damage there.
Nope. Missed you. Missed the other guy. Uh-oh. Oh, too bad. Sure, you can take it. Yeah, you won't miss. Oh, he's attacking him right now.
Thank
oh,
God.
Not so long. Into the giant Gila monsters. Ah! Okay, my turn.
11. Nothing.
Nope, he missed.
12. I think I need a 13.
Yeah. Nope.
16.
Ugh.
Splat.
Knocked him into the cardio eyes. Oh. Whatever. Alright, so let's see. You defeated everybody. Let's see, 42. Lord Colossus, let this brave player come up here. The guard leads you up to him.
Okay.
324. There's a Kala, bathing in the frenzied admiration of his drugged out, bloodthirsty subject. You see him smile as he watches the game. Then he turns and sees you. What will you do?
Apparently, I'll pull my gun.
run, which is kind of weird, and go for your gun, try to grab Blaze Rock from the guard, or you can stay and listen to our caller.
Oh, I'll listen.
Listen to his mad rantings?
Sure. It's always good to get fun exposition first.
Such a brave, fierce warrior, Alcala sneers. Throw him to the gillows.
Great. Now I go for my gun.
Then you go for your gun, but now they're not surprised. Let's see.
Actually, what might odds be on taking a laser rifle away from somebody? Probably does a lot more damage than this stupid pistol.
No.
Okay, then.
As I was looking to play the rifle.
Then never mind.
No, they don't. Let's see, four guard. Three, four. Okay, so round one.
Alright.
So you're gonna go first. Everybody in this universe is slow.
Cool. What's the penalty for shooting multiple people?
It is for two. They both get plus one column shift to their orbital army. So the guards right now are 3-3.
Okay. Well, the gun doesn't do much damage, so if I give myself penalties, I'm probably not going to hurt them.
True.
Shoot the boss guy first?
Well, you can also use martial arts. That's what it.
Oh.
I mean, you're a code now.
Oh, okay. Alright, then I'll try to kick two of them, I guess. Three of them would be...
So... Two and...
If I do two, they're 5-5.
Yeah, and if you do three or four, they're 7-7. You should be able to knock out your, like,
yeah.
13 or something.
Alright, I'll go for two.
Okay.
And I'll do five dex, seven strength.
Okay.
Sorry, I think I need 11 to hit him.
Yeah, 11 to hit him.
13.
Okay, knock him out for that. Oh, just five with conscience, 4 points. Oh, okay. So you can get 11 off of that.
Okay. I take out two.
Yeah, so take out two of them. There. Everybody else fires at you. And they hit you. Pull it kind of hard. Only they could roll 18.
The way you're rolling today?
Possible. No, leave this.
Okay. I guess I'll try to take out two more.
Sure.
11. 11.
Ugh, I've got two more. Only one caller. He tries to shoot you. Yeah!
17. Not quite.
Okay. So round three.
Alright. Take him out.
Alright.
12. Double okay. Sixes.
You knocked his head off.
Splat!
Hmm. What happens now? 61.
Now I try to get to the main computer.
Okay, so you render him unconscious. So, perfect six. Okay, so you need to get, so you're pretty much, you need to climb down and run off.
Okay.
Well, just make a roll.
Seven.
Okay, so you climb down, so you know, you can move on that 3-4 point K, on that 4 millimeter.
Wait, am I supposed to take the little pendant thing from the boss guy? Mace showed me the little dog tag thing.
Yeah.
Is boss guy supposed to have one of those and I'm supposed to swipe?
No.
Or what did he show me that for?
That was his little secret society symbol.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Also, destroy computer. No where to beat him. Okay. So, let's see. You can. So, there are four ways out. Dock, the hobo port, the helicopter, flea droids.
How am I supposed to find out where the
computer is? Was? I don't know.
Can't I ask him?
He's unconscious. Oh, the guy? He probably doesn't know where it is. Okay. Well, you might either find it or you might get out.
Okay.
So you can either start here, point K in the outer city, or you can start from here.
I think I want to start from... I would think the computer would be in the inner city.
Don't know. I don't think so, too.
So, sure, I'll start at C.
Okay. Oh, how are you moving this map?
Got me.
Location is visited on the map or not?
So, was the boss guy a robot, too?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta take out the computer or whatever, because otherwise they'll just keep attacking the little town that I'm supposed to be trying to save.
It's true. Locations, transport. Well, let's see if it's finished if you want. Alright, so from here you can visit, I suppose, any one of these areas.
Alright, well, I know E is where I was held prisoner, right?
You were held at D.
Okay.
And C is where you are right now.
Okay. So, well, let's see what's in G.
Okay, let's see what in G is. It's the hover port. So that's where the hovercraft are. So you can try to sneak on to get to steal a hovercraft. Or you can keep going.
I'll keep looking for the computer.
Okay, so where are you going?
What's in B?
Okay. So, walk over there. Oh, actually. So you start up here.
Oh, okay.
So actually, C is where the holding pins are. Right. This is the actual arena.
Oh, okay. So, what's in G? In the hover port.
In the hover port in G.
Alright. And D was... I don't know what D is.
D is where you came from. So, that's like the laboratory you woke up in.
Okay. And I didn't see any big computer thing there?
Not like in the two rooms you were in.
Oh, I guess I'll go look around there then.
Let's see. Cleaning center. Okay, so these actually is two.
I guess I want to go to E. That's the only place I haven't been. Oh wait, there's an A and an F.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just. Computer.
Okay, so all these encounters are just the arena.
Oh, okay.
Actually. So everything is built up on saying, you know, here's across the arena, whatever, so whatever. So you have to be outside. It's kind of outside, so
outer city somewhere.
Okay. So from K, you can go to, I guess, one of the letters, or you can go to 209.
What's 209? Just the open.
Yeah.
Alright, so I can go to I or L?
Yeah.
I guess I'll start that way with the L.
You don't know. Let's see if I can find the 260. I have the option to count a number of paragraphs or a country. Actually, you're up to 209.
Okay.
Okay. So you can go southwest. You can go to 244, 298. East of here, you see huge towers filled with hexagonal rooms. Houses of some kind. So, just houses up here. That's the eastern gate, heavily guarded.
Okay, gate.
Houses. So at K is a road leading to the inner city.
Right,
so
down there.
Where you just came from. Or you can go to L. It doesn't tell you what it is, it's just a building.
What about M and N?
You have to go up here.
Okay. L is an unidentified building, O is houses.
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's see what L is.
Okay, so let's see what's right. The dome is filled with a sweet, smelly smoke that disorients you. People are wrestling with mechanical robots in one corner, while others are jumping into translucent cubes where they bounce from wall to wall. Near the back, you see a big sign that says Hunter. Some terrified looking people are huddled on the floor while another group checks their laser rifles. Okay, so below the Hunter sign says, remember, you can only shoot prey. You are legally responsible for any damage you cause. Have a nice hunt. So you see a skinny fellow on a raised platform. His voice is booming through the number of speakers that appear in the room. So he's like talking about something.
Okay, so
he's wearing an A-tag and he's saying slowly. Really, so you can talk to him. So he seems to be the guy telling people what he's doing.
Okay. So I can grab him and find out where the computer is?
Well, you can talk to him.
Okay.
Or you can go back outside, apparently.
I'll try talking to him.
Okay. So it's Willie. He comes down. Talks to you. What's up, chum? Can't find a thrill to suit you? Maybe Peg's Palace in the Western Sector. Okay, so you talk to him, roll your prison.
Secret society symbol?
Tell me where the computer is.
So, listen, friend. Some advice. Alcala's palace is in the guardhouse. Nobody going to get him there, actually. He doesn't know he's dead. Oh, yeah. If you get trapped and have to play one of the games, pick hallucinogenic melee. It's the safest.
What?
And then you go back outside.
Great. He can't tell me anything interesting.
No, because you don't have any of the passwords.
All my stuff is to get fucking passwords! I haven't had a chance to get passwords.
You skip from the outside to the inside.
Oh, because I got captured
yeah.
on my way in?
So you didn't get a chance to talk to all these people.
Great. Alright, well, I guess I'll go up here.
Okay, so... 2, 3. 2, 8. Here, you can go to... So, you think there is the power plant at M. See a lot of guards lined up for duty at O. And then N is the docks.
Power plant, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as good as the computer. And a bunch of guards at O?
Yep.
Can I find out what they're guarding?
No, they're just getting ready to go to the first ship change.
Oh, guardhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Power plant. Well, I can check out the power plant.
Okay, so it's just the building.
Maybe I can figure out from where the power is going, where the freaking computer is.
Strangely enough, they say you can go to the power plant, but okay, so you go to the power plant, it's...
not someplace I can go?
Apparently not.
Well, but anyway, go somewhere else then.
Okay, so it says you can go southwest, take the road.
Guess I need to go down
278.
I don't see a 278. It's 276.
Oh, that's, so you can go outside. Or examine the fenced-in area, which is the docks. So you can go here, go to the docks, or go outside.
I guess I want to head back this way.
Okay. Two guards approach you. Well, two patrolling guards approach you.
Okay.
You talk to them?
You sure.
You shoot them?
No, I talk to them. I'll ask them, you know, how to get to whatever the other palace or whatever. Fuck that other guy was just talking about.
They ask you what your visit is here. So you can say you're a slaver, you're reporting to the guards for service, just looking for work, or just in the city for pleasure.
Yeah, let's go to the last one.
Just like me here. Go ahead and use your cruise.
15.
Okay.
Actually, I'm here because I killed your boss, and now I'm lost.
So you say you're a tourist. Oh. So they laugh and direct you to the amusement area. Poor pig's palace. So you can go to the museum or Pig's Palace, or you can keep going down the street.
Well, which one there are they?
Which I need. Pig's Palace is over here somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
In the amusement area, you might have come from there. Sorry.
Okay, well then I'll head towards Peg's Palace. I don't want to go back to where I already was. Okay.
And then we're going to go to the museum and we're going to go to all pieces.
Too much fear here.
I think I should just give up.
Could be.
You don't even have an idea of what I'm trying to do is possible.
It's true. Dude, actually, what the hell's the computer store? Well, okay, eventually you... Eventually you find the computer center. So we'll skip to there.
Yay.
Okay. So you have to use a detective skill to find it. So go ahead and roll.
12.
Try roll, yeah.
14.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Okay, so you go into a, eventually you go into a building, into the room, and there's a computer.
Okay. Well, I have the computer chip to get onto the computer.
Okay. So you break into the computer. And, let's see. You can turn off the computer, you can try to do something else.
I
don't
know, is there information? Is there information I'm supposed to be able to get out of it? Or am I just supposed to
do that? No, this is just the computer. So the computer pretty much just controls all the city resources and stuff.
Okay. So.
Shutting it down would just throw the city to chaos.
Chaos.
Well, okay, maybe not. But it'll certainly hurt.
Okay. Well, good enough.
Okay. You shut off the computer. Like all the lights go out.
Can I break it?
Sure.
Okay.
You break the computer. All the lights go out. I think I'll see the adventure.
Okay.
Because after Sisko says, now you can go after Alcala.
But he's there.
Right.
Okay. So you destroy the computer. And then you pretty much leave.
And I wake up.
Okay. That didn't work out too well.
Huh?
No, you were fine.
Let's see. I apparently skipped important parts. Well, by getting killed by the guards at the door. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know, exactly. Apparently... Apparently, it's a destroyed computer. Defeat on call.
Check, check.
Actually, that seems to be it. And then you, if you meet all these people, you get more points. That's because of it, they give you information, I think. It's just set up so that it reads that you have to hit the computer first, then I'll call. Otherwise, it can kill you. Okay, so that's the adventure. So, it's about... So you got 90 points. Thank you.
chance.
Okay. Anything happening in the real world? Oh, we got sick.
Still wake up sick.
So you've been sick
a long time.
Yeah, well, maybe a couple weeks. I was just low, though.
Right.
I don't feel.
Well, I'm a chipper. Concerned that this is, you know, some sort of, you know,
malignant disease.
Maybe, or, you know, some sort of, you know, alien thing that only bothers me and not normal people, or something.
Could be.
So, I'll see if I can look through Shannon's, you know, occult books or something, see if I can find any kind of thing.
Okay. It's alright, so go ahead and roll.
14.
Okay, so you read Shannon's stuff, Gilmore's small selection of demonology books, but, you know, there's really not very many things about people, you know, demons getting sick and stuff.
Sure. Okay.
So, you're not too sure what it is, though. Well, could be someone, you know, someone's cast a spell on you to make you sick. Although, why would they do that? No. There are a couple ways to do that. You can use, you know, voodoo, and there's a couple Hawaiian rituals.
Okay, maybe I can go see a Hawaiian witch doctor or something.
Okay. So, let's see. Hawaiian witch. No. Okay, so you try to. Well, make a roll first, I guess. Okay, so you find a. Like. A medicine.
Whatever they call them.
Okay.
Right. So there's something you can do. So there's a bunch of chanting. And then after, you know, like an hour, he says it's. Let's see. I don't know what it is. So he says it's not evil spirits.
Okay.
Inclined it. Well, so it implies that, you know, it's not a Hawaiian ritual.
Okay.
It could be really powerful magic taken, but. Or it could be something else.
Okay. Doesn't really tell me much, but.
Nope.
Okie dokie. Do you have any other suggestions? People to talk to?
Well, you'll ask around.
Okay.
See. If there's someone more powerful, someone to help you. But then, you know, he said, you know, he goes, here's the doctor stuff, you know.
Sure.
That's you to clean your apartment.
Right.
Could be dust. You know, just try to see what you eat, and then you're coming taking this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll check all that stuff.
Make a roll. If you clean your apartment, oh, at least it's cleaner. So, you know, nice, the airy, fresh air makes you feel a little better.
Okay.
yet ready to resolve this plot. The 3 months.
It's a long, well, it's sort of a longer plot.
Okay. But
it's sort of, it's one of those things where bad things will happen in certain situations. Well, not bad things, just
sure.
You'll get a little sick in certain situations and then you can clue in.
Okay.
What's causing it.
Anything else to deal with?
Let's see. She did that. The book thing. Next week, what's going on with that? And the week after that, So there's going to be a convention so that the Republican Party can put like a mayoral candidate.
Okay.
For the, you know, for the election. And Penelope Price is going to have, you know, being sort of a famous, well, at least a famous person in this town.
Sure.
Has been, you know, even asked to organize some sort of a, you know, ball or sort of, yeah, like a ball slash charity event, you know, to get over, you know, to get all the candidates and the inner wives.
Okay.
Together with people, with the common people.
Yeah. This would be running against the current mayor?
Or the current mayor, he's one of the... So, it could be... So, the current mayor and there are two other people.
Okay.
Trying to fight for the nomination. The current mayor hasn't actually been doing too good.
Oh.
A lot of supervillains this time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Lately.
Not his
fault. People are blaming him.
Okay, well, I can work on that.
Okay, so that'll be in like 2 months.
Okay. I'll start organizing that then.
Okay, so if you can think of anything like special thing, like kind of special activity, you can either involve, you know, some kind of interesting charity thing to do. Charity event, charity raffle, or something like that. That'd be fine. Let's see. That's the upcoming that you know about. Maybe I'm wearing a suit, so I can think about that. And then that. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Alright. Save my points or go spend them again. Any suggestions? Oh, money. Or not?
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what goes down?
God damn it.
Screw
it. I don't fucking care.
And then you have two wealth checks. You can either collect or turn them in for points.
I don't know. How much bank do I need?
You don't actually play that much. That's probably fine what you have.
Okay.
That's kind of hard to tell. Like, you know, Eric's going to need a huge amount to build his robot.
Right.
23 to 23.
Jesus.
Hey, that's because you put a lot of stuff into that robot. Okay. So let's see. Probably. I should raise your detective, I think. Next time. Well, because there are like three or four other solo adventures. So I should just have to read through and write them down into a module. People just don't write very good solo adventures. Choose your own thing. I always get something wrong.
Yeah.
Too many assumptions.
Do you want to do A or B?
Yeah. I want to do C! Yeah. Damn it. I like this one. It's even that you know a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
What's going on?
If I spend any more points, I just end up with not enough points left.
Wait.
What's a lot of points?
Your character goes up. You raise your detective. So you got 14 points, so now you're worth 618. Pretty good.
By the end, you should have like 1,000 points.
So, have you ever.
By the end?
Well, by the time we.
Jump?
You should, have,
okay.
You should be like 1,000 point character. So if you actually want to change it a bit and get sorcery, you'll be able to.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, cause with it's martial arts and dispersal just don't really mix all that great.
Well, martial arts helps you. I mean, martial arts basically is only replacing your dex or your strength.
Right.
Or your body.
Right. Well, it's pretty much only replacing my dex or my strength on offense. Because dispersal adds defensively. I mean, I can still swap it for defense and have even higher,
and you just have even higher. But you're already pretty high, so
right.
It helps more.
But right now, but. I mean, with my dex and my strength, what they are, I can either, you know, hit somebody and not do any damage, or miss somebody and, you know, not do any damage. So. Increase my influence again.
just save the point to buy up my aura. Or I can dump points into factor again. Do killing damage though?
Well, it's like anything else. You can you can make your attack worse. So basically, you can use your dex, which would be your martial arts, at 7, and then use your dispersal power as a damage. So you'd be a 7-8 attack.
Okay.
And then the only problem is, though, he gets hit and then you get hit, but you have a 13-14 defense. So chances are you won't take damage from it. But you could.
Okay.
It just uses the same roll? Or do I roll twice?
It would be a different roll.
To know.
So then you can increase your martial arts, increase your attack, unfortunately, increase your dispersal, increase your damage, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're still going to get hit that way. I don't know, your dispersal will protect you, so.
Yeah, if I keep raising my dispersal.
That will make you effective.
Just been thinking I need to get some sort of ranged attack. A lot of times fighting supervillains, I'm just standing there going, okay, I can't do crap. We'll see.
Yeah. Very close to be the best fighter in the party.
Colt?
Yeah. Even though, he can't fly, so that limits him. But, you know, he just upgraded his rifle. So he's got a 9 attack, 9-9. And his dex is 5, so he's got a 5 left defense. Which is pretty good. Okay. That's robot. Yeah, that robot he wants to build. Oh, you can kind of use them by just stacking all the defenses together. Kind of keep adding to them.
Mm-hmm.
So this robot's going to have 19 body for defense. Which is like...
a lot.
Yeah. But it's an extremely expensive robot. It's like another character. It's like that powerful. At least physically. Unfortunately, making it sentient only.
It's a real bad idea.
Yeah. It makes it mean people can attack it mystically, but it also means you can just go nuts. I don't want to do this. Why was that kill? For you.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
And then you guys are going to be much more powerful than everybody else.
When what?
You knew you were going to get much more profit anyway, so you're going to have to start toning it down. And then regular adventure, probably. You know, to give everybody else a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you just take over. Yeah, right.
Well, that's why I'm mostly spending a lot of points on my skills and stuff, to be... sort of more generally useful.
Yeah.
The points in actor really aren't giving me anything. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally, I'm sure it'll come useful. Yeah. Yeah, usually it's not. That's why the skills, you don't have a lot of skills. Thank you.